Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Parenting Tools podcast. My name is Jason.
And my name is Jordan. This is a podcast where myself and Jason talk about the ups, downs, ins and outs, left and rights, round and rounds of being dads. And if you want to get in touch with us straight off the bat, please do. At Parenting Tools Pod on Instagram and TikTok. Feeling spicy today.
Feeling spicy? I've seen some comments in opening questions.
Go on.
And every part of me is thinking, this is too early to start this conversation.
Go on.
Christmas.
Christmas.
Anything Christmas related. This is different to usual. Like, every year gets around this time. Going, oh, it's too early to talk about Christmas. It's a different feeling. I'm not being humbug. I'm refusing to believe it's near the end of the year.
Yeah.
I actually cannot believe we are near the end of the year.
So what's the question?
All I saw was Santa. And I hope I've read Santa and it's not something else. Oh, it goes, do you use Santa as a weapon against bad behaviour? Sounds terrible, but works every time. It's from Andy.
Do we use it?
That's the question.
Yes, I did yesterday.
Seriously?
Yep.
I didn't think it would work this far out.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. And then that question came in after, so it made me smile.
What's the context?
So we were getting ready for church yesterday, having a bit of a battle, getting shoes on. And said to my son, look, it's nearly Christmas. Santa's going to be taking note. He would have finished with his holiday. And so I have got a top tool for you.
Top tool. There we go.
Here we go. So have a listen to this. This is an app called Message from Santa, and this is brilliant. So you can put your child's, like, you can make a profile, do their name, their age, and you can pick a reason for a phone call off Santa.
Santa will give you
a call.
Yeah.
So I've just put on the put on the naughty list for not listening to mummy. So this is what happens. So I've just pressed it, got a call starting in 12 seconds. So, like, I put my phone down. So, right, you don't listen.
Give you time to set it up.
Santa's going to check in with you.
This sounds extreme.
Yeah. And then you get this. So you answer the call. Kids are like, oh, it's Santa, yeah, running over. That's what you hear.
Ho, ho, ho. Well, hello. It's Santa calling. Who am I talking to?
Luca.
Very well. I'm glad you answered my call.
It's okay.
According to my records, you're 4 years old. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm four, and my sister is two. This is what happens.
Excellent. Now then, I I've stopped what I was doing and called you right away since I've heard that you've been a bit of a naughty boy because you wouldn't listen to your mummy. I'm afraid that means I've had to put your name on my naughty list. The elves and I are not impressed.
This is really harsh.
You must behave yourself and show that you can be the good person that I know you are.
Okay.
Can you promise me that you'll be good from now on?
Yeah. Promise.
Splendid!
He's changed his tune.
I had a lovely time talking to you, but I really have to get going. Don't forget, I really like it when you behave well all the time. Kay. I hope I'll talk to you again soon. Bye now.
Bye.
That's really harsh. That's the harshest one I've ever heard.
I am so conflicted.
We've never done
that. Have you ever used it?
Yeah, but never like, you've been a naughty boy.
Yeah.
It's always like, just checking in, see how you're doing. And then we're like, right, remember, listen, Santa knows, sort of thing. I have never put him on the naughty list. I thought that would be really funny to do, just to see how it sounds, but that's horrible.
That sounds like deep-seated trust issues.
That was bad. I wasn't expecting it to be that bad. Or we do like good things.
Yeah.
So you can do it like, put on the good list. So when we say to him, like, put your shoes on, then eventually he does it, you get a call from Santa saying, I heard that you put your shoes on when you were asked, good lad, sort of thing.
I'm so conflicted because it's like, for me, it feels like one thing to sell Santa in the Christmas Eve vague spirit, to go one step further and have him communicate. I know, like, kids used to write letters to him, but rarely would you get a letter back from Santa.
Did you not?
Well, no.
Yeah, I got a letter back from Santa.
Maybe this is where it's coming from. Voicemails?
Yeah. No, just letter-headed.
There's something about it just feels really creepy.
No, that was a bad one. That was a poor example. But message from Santa. Download it.
I mean, if it works...
It does work. I've got to say...
At what age does this start? Does it become actual just manipulation?
I don't know, but it works in your favour. You've got to do what you got to do. We say it over and over again.
I suppose it's along the same lines of like... getting the policeman to call.
That was back really in the day. That was really harsh.
That was
too harsh.
I imagine that would make my daughter cry.
But then she'd learn her lesson.
I know, but she'd be in a state for
week. She'd listen to mummy. So no, we used it yesterday. Just Santa was just saying, checking in, seeing if you're being good. He's like, yeah, I am being good. Yeah, Myla's here, loving talking to Santa. It worked really well for us yesterday. But that was the harshest one I could find, and that was really harsh. That took me by surprise. I wouldn't use that.
Actually, I've never thought of using Santa. We don't probably go that big on Santa. Maybe that's why.
I used that once in like August. Just wouldn't stay in the bed.
Santa's not going to be pleased.
Nope. Santa knows. So yeah, cheers, Andy, for that question. The answer is yes, I do use Santa as a weapon.
All the time, apparently.
Only a couple times a year, but the weirdest one yesterday was he went, remember, I see you when you're sleeping. And me and my wife just looked at each other like, flip me, he's not going to sleep now, is he?
Oh, Luke, what do you think started these trust issues that you have? Wow.
What is it about red coats that trigger you? We had another question from Sophie. What time is too early to put your kids to bed? With a little melty face emoji. That is someone who late afternoon has just thought, get to bed.
It depends what your kids are like sleeping. Like if they're going to wake up regardless at 7 a.m, put them to bed as soon as you can.
Yep.
But if they're going to wake up like bang on 11 or 12 hours from when you put them to bed, your fate is in your hands.
Yeah. Tread carefully.
So we've had times where Noah's like really tired at 5 p.m. Like we're doing everything we can to keep her up.
Mm.
Because if she goes to bed, she's waking up at like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Danger nap territory.
Yeah.
So the danger nap is something that I'd heard about before having kids.
Is it?
Yeah. I think because, you know, my sister's got kids and I'd heard about the danger nap in the car driving home from somewhere. And then I had kids and the danger nap really became reality. And now you realise how bad it is. When that little 20-minute journey home can make or break your entire evening.
Yeah.
And you realise, actually, you don't want them falling asleep.
There have been times where Emma's called me when she's picked up Noah, and she's like, she's about to fall asleep, but I'm going to do everything I can to keep her awake. And then I'll notice that she's been sat on the drive for like 10 minutes. And I'll just have a little look out, and she just looks completely defeated. she's given in.
Disheveled.
To the danger net.
No, it's bad. It's a bad thing. And then you realise it's bad once you have
the kids. Because it will ruin your morning. It will ruin your whole next day.
Mm. And if it's a Friday, that's your weekend gone.
Oh, I mean, early start.
20 minutes in the car on a Thursday evening. You have massive repercussions.
There are those kids, though, that can do that nap and still do a 12-hour sleep. Oh,
my youngest nephew.
Really?
Oh, he's just a machine. He's a machine.
So envious.
He'll just sleep, and he'll sleep through. They have to go wake him up sometimes.
See, this is one of those things that, like, someone probably did tell me about it before I had kids, but I was the type of person that would just discard every bit of information about children.
Yeah.
Because it didn't matter to my life at that point.
Yeah. And now it does.
Now it does. Now it consumes me.
What did they tell me? So yeah, thank you for the opening questions. And that leads nicely on to something that happened to me yesterday.
Ooh, what,
again, one of those things that when you become a parent, you expect to lose sleep. You expect to deal with sick. You expect to deal with nappies, all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
I didn't expect my phone to be thrown at my head. So my two-year-old...
On purpose?
On purpose. So my two-year-old, I don't know if she aimed for the head, but it was at me. My two-year-old has gotten into a little phase of throwing things.
Ooh.
And she does it, not just when she's tantruming, she does it when she's tantruming, but she does it when she's playing, when she's just chilling out. If something's near and she wants to move it, she'll just throw it over on.
She's got a good arm.
And she can launch. So she started to do this thing now where if she wants to dance on the bed or on the sofa, she clears everything out. And like I said, she doesn't just put things, she launches them. My phone was on the sofa. She wanted to dance around on the sofa. So she threw it onto the floor. I was like, Mai, I said, don't throw things. I says, can you bring that to Daddy? And she went and got it. I said, that is lovely. Now, after everything I've just said, I should have expected the phone to be coming my way. Oh, my goodness. She walks up to me, sweetest face. I'm like, good girl. Bang. Launches the phone. I move out of the way, hand up, deflected onto the side of the head.
Oh, so it's not full.
And it still hurt.
To leave a mark.
So I'm shampooing my hair this morning. I'm thinking, why does my head hurt so much?
It's got a bruise.
I've got a bump. I mean, I've got two because of the way it bounced off my head. Got a bump there and a bump there.
Well, it hurts enough, you know, when it's like you're in bed and it slips.
Yeah.
It clatters you in the face.
Duff.
That hurts enough, but to have it lobbed at your head.
But yeah, definitely one of those things that, you know, people say expect the unexpected.
I think it's time to invest in a soft phone cover.
Yeah. Or just, you know, maybe Santa will be giving her a call soon.
I came across this study the other week about sleep, and it intrigued me. And the idea, but the basics of the study was if you were to have like 6 hours sleep a night over the course of a week, it's essentially the same as if you'd lost one full night of sleep.
Go again?
So if you sleep for 6 hours a night for a week,
yep,
that for most people would be the same effect of losing an entire night's sleep for 1 week.
Really?
Yeah. And like the correlation between like the less sleep you have, the more mistakes you make, the more agitated you are, the more anxious you are. Like it all correlates with like lack of sleep. And I'm just thinking about like parents who don't get a lot of sleep and we wonder why we're just zombies all the time. Like making mistakes, just think, forget stuff all the time. Just lack of sleep absolutely ruins. And I used to think that I could function with like 6 hours sleep. Like long before kids, stay up, play an Xbox till early hours, get up for work straight away. Having kids, nope. Like if I have a rough night's sleep now, which I did have the other night, genuinely by 3 o'clock, I'm dead to the world. Not physically, emotionally.
Yep.
Hate everything. Just not even that. Just numb. Just numb to it all.
Just numb. Not today.
Just don't have any capacity for anything.
Most days I can tell you when it's 2 o'clock.
Really?
Just by the slump.
The 2 o'clock slump.
I'm not joking. I'm pretty confident that I could say to you without looking, most days it's about 2 o'clock. Just because of how tired I feel. But you think like, oh, 6 hours, that's pretty good.
Yeah. And that's what I thought. I thought 6 hours isn't that bad. But it's this idea, and I don't know how good the study is, but it's this idea that actually over a course of time, if you're not like catching up on sleep, it has like detrimental effects to you and to your day.
That's it, isn't it? It's to catch up.
It's like you can't, I know you can't stock up on sleep, but you do have to like recover, don't you?
Yeah.
But I suppose there'll be people listening to this that haven't had a good night's sleep for like 10 years.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I had a nap yesterday afternoon. My little boy was next to me. And I today found on my phone loads of pictures of me having a nap.
That's lovely.
He picked up my phone, just took loads of pictures of me. I got a 2-minute video of me napping. But the other day, so I said recently that my son started to wake up in the night since he started school. He comes in our bed every day now because he wants his mum. So he'll walk in and be like, mummy, and he'll just get in bed and he'll just go to sleep. But it's still broken sleep. But there was one night recently where my daughter woke up every hour for the first 3 or 4 hours of the night. I think it was the first 3 hours. So 11:30, 12:30, 1:30. I went in at 12:30 and sorted her out. 1:30, she woke up again. And my wife this time got up. And she said, oh, well, you know, why is she woken up? I said, oh, she's been up every hour. She went, has she? I was like, yeah, she has. I knew you hadn't heard. So she woke up every hour for 3 hours till 1:30. And then my son came in at about 4:45. So I was shattered that day. In the evening, we were going to see my sister in a play. She's joined a musical society.
Nice.
And I told someone that at the office. She was like, oh, that's cute. I was like, this is my older sister. She was like, oh, she thought I had a younger sister that I was going to support. So,
that's shame.
Yeah, shame. And so like, we were really looking forward to going, looking forward to like, you know, supporting my sister. And I could not keep my eyes open. It was 3 hours in a darkened theatre.
Did you fall asleep?
I was, first half of the play, I was really like struggling. And I started to go a little bit and then people start clapping. And I'd be there like, just like quickly launch into action and start clapping. But yeah, rough night that was. Rough night. So yeah, three hour plays the night after a bit of broken sleep is not the one.
It's so funny as well because so at the weekend I went to see a friend of mine. It's his 30th birthday. Sam, who's on the podcast,
yep, shout first out Sam.
Guest.
Yeah,
Went to see Sam in Wales. Just a group of lads in an Airbnb, just playing Xbox and playing darts.
Nice.
We got to like 11 p.m. and the majority, there was a big group of us that were parents, and it was the discussion of, do we take the opportunity to get a good night's sleep undisturbed that we won't get for a long time, or do we also take the opportunity that we don't get to stay up late and just keep going?
What'd you do?
The group split.
Did
yeah, it halved. About half of them went to bed.
Oh yeah, literally split.
Yeah, literally. And then at about 3 a.m. it was just a couple of us left playing darts.
You went for it.
And I was so tired, I felt so drunk. I'd probably had like a beer.
Lightweight.
But I was like, we're playing darts and I was worried about missing.
Delirious. So
that tired. And I brought like a VR headset. And I think one of the other people was so tired, they were just sat there playing golf by themselves for about 2 hours.
Zombied.
But it was like, we pushed it far too far.
Mm.
And then the departing words from everyone was, we know we're going to regret this in the morning.
Yeah.
We did.
How long did you regret it for?
Well, I slept from about 3 a.m. till 9. What's that? It's not too bad.
It's not bad.
6 hours sleep, yep. But probably needed another 6 hours.
Mm.
And then I had a 3.5 hour drive back home, which turned into 5.5 because my car's broke. Then I was really regretting it.
Yeah.
And then I had to work the next day.
Dear me.
Yeah.
So how many days were you regretting it for?
I'm still regretting it now. I'm still tired.
So this is Monday. Today is Monday.
Today is Monday. This was Friday night.
Oh, my life.
And to the point where, like, I considered, I was saying to Em before I left, I considered wearing a face mask on the way over.
Yeah.
Got this little L'Oreal, like, caffeinated face mask. I was like, I need to put that on. My face feels like it's a zombie.
Don't look haggard. Oh, but you had a nice time.
I had a lovely time.
Happy birthday, Sam.
Happy birthday, Sam.
Yeah. What's your dart game like?
I'm all right.
I'm rubbish at darts.
I'm all right, considering I don't play. I can hit the board.
So my sister-in-law recently bought her first house.
Nice.
And she's got a dartboard in her garage. So I said, what are we doing? Should we go for the bullseye? So I thought, I've got no chance of hitting it. I'll do that thing where I go for like an outrageous trick shot. So if I miss by miles, it doesn't matter. So I looked away, did a little look away throw, got in the green bit.
Fair.
I was gutted. I was buzzing, but also gutted that that would have been the peak moment of my life.
Darts is one of those games that, again, before I was a parent, I didn't really understand why people play it. Like, I played it a little bit at uni, but not... Now I could play darts for hours.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, I love darts.
Just the mindlessness of it. But
I'm rubbish at maths.
Yeah.
So I have to do the thing where you go around the clock and you just go 1, 2, 3, 4.
Apparently this is a thing where... Because Sam's like darts. If you get to a certain number, he can tell you exactly what combination of numbers you need to get to 0.
Really?
Including the double checkout.
What a man.
And he was just saying it's not maths. It's just... You just remember all of the checkout patterns,
yeah.
up to like a certain number. It's like 100 and something from 180. Maybe not that hard. I don't know darts.
180.
But like, you just, as soon as you throw your last dart, it was like, okay, you need this, this, and this. And it's like a superpower.
A Rain Man.
Yeah.
Go on, Sam.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's my problem with darts. Is the maths. And my aim. So really, it's not my sport. is what I'm saying, but I do enjoy throwing a dart.
Oh, whilst we're talking about driving, I've got an update.
Oh yeah.
So a couple of weeks back, I got a speeding ticket.
Oh, you did, yeah.
Well, a couple of months back now, a speeding ticket coming back from your house.
Yeah.
On the motorway, I contested it because I thought I was in the right, and they've settled with I have to do a speed awareness course.
Really?
Yeah.
So you don't have to pay a fine.
No, I have to pay the fine.
Yeah.
And do the speed awareness course, but I shouldn't qualify for a speed awareness course because I've done one recently.
You're a multiple offender.
So they met me in the middle. No points, though.
No points.
No points.
Yes.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
And do the speed awareness and pay for the speed awareness course.
Yeah.
So you're paying double?
No, just pay the fine. That's the same as the speed awareness thing.
Oh, so you've done all right, but no points.
No points, but my appeal didn't go all the way through.
Wow. There you go.
So, yeah. Oh, another update as well. We're on updates.
Mate, loving these updates.
So, Noah in preschool, I don't know if I mentioned last time, she was really struggling with her new preschool.
Yeah.
She was about to cry again on the drop-off.
Yeah. And you had to do Chili's checklist.
Had to do Chili's checklist. And the problem is the nursery that she went to, we never cracked this.
Mm.
Like, every single week, she only goes Monday and Tuesday mornings, but every single week she would be back into crying. Every time, even at nursery, she wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
Like, it got less and less dramatic, but she never fully settled. And we thought that was going to be the exact same with preschool. It was the third week in, went to take her, and she just walked in.
Oh, come on now.
And she loves it.
Get in.
And, yeah. So it's just, I didn't think it would happen, but it did. I don't know what that says about the other nursery.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's good, though.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference.
Do you feel like your mornings are less, like, intense?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it's huge. Like, I can see it's physically less stressful for my wife.
Because
when Noah's, like, beside herself, like, there is definitely an emotional connection that Em has. And it's like, I just get annoyed that she's crying. Like, and I don't know if that's just a dad thing. Maybe I don't have the same hormones. Maybe I'm just heartless. But when she's like crying about something like that, I'm just like, just come on, it's fine. We'll get over it.
Mm.
Whereas for Em, it's like she's really drawn into it and it affects her for the whole day.
Yeah.
So just for that reason alone, sorted.
Yeah, that's good. I think it makes a massive difference when they're happy going to nursery and to school.
Makes me feel so much better about taking her.
Yeah.
How's Luca with school?
Loving life.
How long has he been going for now?
Oh, flip me. A month?
A month?
Yeah, I don't know. Several
has
weeks.
Has he settled in?
Yeah, he loves it. Yeah, he's doing really well. It's funny now, though, because he's starting to come out with things like words and sayings.
Oh, from other people?
Yeah, from other kids. So he was coming home the other day and he was singing like this song about a marshmallow. I've never heard it, but he's obviously picked it up from school. So it's a little bit weird, like, going, oh, so where have you heard that? But, oh, my friend, what, whoever. So yeah, it's really, that's quite nice. But yeah, he's doing well. But the other day, last Sunday, we didn't have the best of parenting days.
Did you text me about this?
I don't know. I might have done. So we're at church with the kids and we left early. We just thought, you know what?
One of those days.
This is how I fight my battles. Just left. And yeah, we were like, this just isn't going well. And we're either going to be just both of us running around church at separate, you know, directions. So we just cut our losses and we left. So we're driving home, both kids crying, both kids really tired. And then in the evening, we did something, I can't remember. And it was just one of those days where they were both crying and then one would carry on. They'd stop, the other one would start. Then they'd both, and it's like, dear me, like, give us a break. So I said to my son in the evening, as we're driving home, I can't remember where we'd been. I was like, you know, tell me, what are you shouting about? Like, what is wrong? And he went, everyone is stressing me out. He's 4 years old. I'm like, how do you know what stress is? And who have you heard talking about being stressed out? And it's one of those where, like, you're trying not to laugh. Not because, like, they're being naughty, but I just didn't want him to be upset with me laughing at him when he's in that state. So we just kind of look at each other, have a little glance. We're like, so why are you stressed? He's like, oh, you keep asking me questions. You keep doing this and you put my straps on. I'm like, we're in the car. you need the straps on. It was one of those days.
Just everything was annoying.
Yeah, where you put them in the car and they're like, I want to walk. And you're like, we're on a motorway.
Yeah.
You can't walk.
Yeah.
One of those days. And you go, right, do you want to walk then? Of course not. Of course I can't walk. I can't walk. It's like, well, just one of those. But yeah, everyone is stressing me out. I just did not expect that from a four-year-old.
That's, I love it.
Yeah.
It's just channeling my energy.
Yeah. We're taking him to his football lessons the other day.
Mm.
He came up to me, sat down. I said, wait, so what are you doing? Like, everyone else is playing. They've not been told to go get a drink. He went, oh, I'm just a bit tired. I said, I said, go play. I said, the coach hasn't told you to come back over. He went, well, I didn't do much good sleeping last night. I woke up too early. Mate, you're telling me? He just sat down having a drink. And then, like, he's funny, man. He's so headstrong, but my two-year-old is getting very, very headstrong as well. She's hit that phase. We're in that phase.
Yep.
Where it's not just like she says no because she knows the word no. She says no because she means it.
And she's testing boundaries.
Yeah.
She's pushing.
Yeah. Like I say, you know, don't throw that. She will look at me.
And
with eye contact, throw it.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, the patience has been tested today.
She's trying to assert a dominance.
Yeah. Get your shoes on. No. Like, come here. No. And then just, but run the other way. Just go. And it's so, it's so challenging, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's one of those ones where if you're stressed as well, like, so today I was trying to cook dinner, sort out the bins because we forget the bin bag had slipped. And so there was just loads of rubbish in the bin, not inside the bin bag. And it's got no bottom on the bin for some reason. And so it's like licked all over the floor.
Yeah,
bin trying juice. To sort that out, trying to sort the dinner out. And then Noah runs in. She goes, she's playing the trampoline. Runs in, goes to the toilet. And she runs out like half naked. I'm like, you can't go outside on the trampoline like half naked. Mm. And she just looks at me.
All depends which half.
The bottom half.
Yep, not that half.
And she just walks out. I got so stressed. And Em was upstairs, like, having a nap, I think. No, she was working. She was upstairs working. And I just screamed, like, Em, I need your help. Because I just couldn't deal with my daughter asserting her dominance.
Yep.
And she'd beat me.
There you go.
She was. I'd given in.
Has that story gone through the J filter?
No. That's,
or is that a true...
That's actually what happened. I needed help.
A true likeness.
Yeah, that is.
So, listeners, cast your mind back to Jason's nephew having winning time.
I forgot about this.
So, you said that your sister-in-law and brother-in-law give their son willy time, where they count down from 10.
Yeah.
So, to get it out of your system.
Yep. It's a funny story. Funny moment.
We had a message from your sister-in-law, Becky, saying, so I feel I must clarify willy time. This was implemented during nappy changes only, not random willy time in the day, in order to prevent him from playing with it and getting poo and wee on his hands. This story also went through the J filter.
And to my defense, I only heard the second half of the story.
So you filled in the gaps.
No, I didn't know it was just during nappy time.
Well, if you didn't know, you didn't know.
So I just assumed it was...
An any day activity.
Any moment. And that just made sense to me. I thought that makes sense.
Yeah, it didn't make sense to me. I've got a joke that I'm quite proud of.
They have to set it up.
No, but you know when people go, oh, I said this today and it was funny. And yeah. You just want to tell me your joke. Like, I said a joke the other day that I thought was quite funny.
Yeah.
One of my friends, one of my best mates, he's having a baby boy. And his middle name is going to be Michael. He said that's settled. And his missus likes the name Jackson. So he said, we can't call our son Jackson Michael. I said, this is my funny joke. I said, if you call him Jackson Michael, what will his pronouns be? Hee hee. I was so proud of it. As you can tell.
Do you know, I was racking my brain for every possible avenue that could go down.
Oh, man. It just made
me
laugh.
That's quite funny.
Do you know when something comes into your head and you think, that's quite funny. So I went for it and he agreed. So that was quite proud of that joke. I just wanted to share that.
So, were they gone for as well? Jackson Michael.
No, I don't think
so. You can't do that.
No, you can't. Nah. But yeah, there you go. There's my joke. Wanted to share that. And you're not the first person I've shared that with. So
when you're proud of something, you just got to show it around.
There you go. That's exactly.
Show and tell.
True. You've put a deep bit on the notes this week.
Have I?
You have indeed. So if you are a new listener, every now and again, we'll do a deep bit where we talk about some deeper topics and have a little bit of discussion around some more serious stuff. And you've stuck something on this week.
Yeah, and I was saying to you before, we have a shared note, little note we put bullet points in, the stuff we want to write down. And when I'm writing these notes, I write shorthand. I'm like, of course.
Yeah.
I'm never going to forget that. Of course, no, I'm talking about. I have no idea what I was thinking about. And now, I do to an extent, but I've come up with a little title, Hang-ups and Headaches. I know for a fact that was going to lead into a full bit.
Should we sack this off?
No. Because the next bit, I know what I was talking about. But
we might have to just set that up again.
I think that's funny.
Because that's really bad on my part.
No, I think that's funny. I'll keep that in. Just keep it in and I'll jump to this bit.
Okay.
So I have put a bullet point of NICU. Now, for those who've listened to the episode with my wife, she says a story about my daughter, how she was born. We spent some time in the NICU, the neonatal intensive care unit.
Yep.
I think that's how I said it. I think that's right. I was on Instagram the other day and there was this guy that I follow called Day With Dad.
Mm.
He's a stay-at-home dad and like they've got four kids. I think they've got four kids. And their newest addition to the family is in NICU, the neonatal. And they have to visit during the day and then you're not allowed to stay at NICU so that they have to go home. But they also have four other kids that they have to juggle and all that responsibility. And so you've got work, you've got kids, and then you're also trying to visit the hospital for your child that's there. And it was just one of those moments where, like, for a long time, I hated... We had loads of photos. I've got loads of photos on my phone of when my daughter was there. And I hated looking at them. I hated just, like, looking back at the memories and remembering, like, how I felt. And it was, like, really broken. And then seeing them this time, it was like, oh, actually... enough time has passed now where actually I can look on them fondly.
Mm.
And I sent him a message and just like everyone's story is so different with going through like NICU and all that sort of stuff. But I now have a new perspective of I didn't have to do it whilst juggling like other kids and other responsibilities. Mm. Like it was literally just me and my wife. And that felt like enough. Like
yeah.
That felt like that was going to break us anyway. But then having to go home and still be on it for your kids just gave me a whole new perspective of just like suffering and going through rubbish.
Yeah.
Like as a parent, of course, your kids see you at your best and your worst, but you're still their parent and there's still that responsibility there, even when stuff around you is falling apart. Mm. And I just thought huge props to them, like for just sticking at it and just like... continuing. It's like it's there is an option to stop and like just if you're a parent you can still go in, like fair play, because that could be really tough.
Mm. Yeah, that's nice. We've said this before, haven't we, and it's quite a common thing, but like perspective is massive, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think like you gain a lot of perspective very quickly as soon as you become a parent.
Yeah.
Like before you're a parent, there's a whole world that you don't really understand. Even if you've got kids in your life, like if family's got children, as soon as you become a parent, there's a whole host of stuff that you go, oh, okay. Like I never knew it was like this. Even if you told me, but I didn't realize.
Yeah.
So you gain a whole load of perspective, but it's continual. Like it's all the time we're gaining new perspective and that's helpful. Cause as humans, that's helpful. But again, just being able to, it's like social media, I love it and I hate it. Like, I love it because you gain new perspectives, and I hate it because when I just doom scroll, it makes me feel terrible about my life. But, like, having a fresh perspective, even like, and like last week when I was like really tired, having that new perspective was like, I may be putting more effort with my daughter, because I was like, oh, this is again like renewed how precious this is.
Yeah.
And there was a moment, so last weekend, my wife was doing a women's conference with a church in Northampton, and she took my daughter along. And I've got this video on my phone, which I've been watching like continually all week. It's like right at the end where they bring Noah on stage, and she says, like, in front of like 950 women or something. And so Noah does this thing where she always wants to play her favorite song on Alexa. And so she'll say, Alexa, play I'm So Blessed. And she loves it. And she said that on the stage in front of all these women. And it just made me really like emotional. And she wasn't nervous or anything like that. But in contrast to then the images of how far she's come, it was like, ah, oh, again, fresh perspective of this is really cool and so proud. So, yeah, it was just one of those things what used to be like a big hang up of mine. That was a real big thing. Looking back on the struggle is now actually a place of, it gives me new perspective.
Yeah.
And I'm not upset by it anymore. I'm probably spurred on to try a little bit harder and put my phone down more.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's lovely. No, that is wonderful. And if you've, I don't know, if you've been through there, if you've been through the NICU, if you've been through that kind of process and you want to get in touch, you want to reach out to Jace, please do. At Parenting Tools Pod. Lastly, before we leave, my mum sent me this recently. Someone on Instagram was asking their followers how old they were when they had their kids. And someone commented on it saying, twin boys at 46. Twin boys at 48. And another boy at 50.
What?
Isn't, I'd love to know if that's all they have. Like, did they start parent life at 46 or have they had kids before?
I have so many questions. Was that intentional?
Well, you can't intentionally have twins, can you?
No, but as in having kids. Like, I'm not 30 yet, but I feel old.
You look old.
Hence the need for a face mask.
No, you don't look old. I'd say you look 30.
I don't think.
I'd say you look approaching 30.
I am approaching 30. I don't think in 20 years' time, based on the current energy that I have, if it's downhill from here,
yeah,
I could not be thinking about having more kids.
Mate, 100%.
48 and 50.
Twin boys at 46. Twin boys at 48. Single boy. At 50.
I mean, what's the full picture? Does it say anything about their partner?
No.
How old they are? Because no. That's presumably got... Because if they're a lot younger, you're balancing out some of the energy reserves there.
Hmm. Yeah. There's not a lot of energy to go around. So at 46, she had... At 45, she might not have had any kids. That's what I mean. I don't know. But between 45 and 50, had 5 boys in 5 years. Flip wow. My life.
I mean, fair play.
Yeah.
Fair play. I mean people are saying people are having kids older now.
That's because they're raising the average. That's why. The data's skewed by midnight 2640. Midnight 6290.
Full name them.
So yeah, there we go. There we go. If you've enjoyed this episode and if you do enjoy listening to us, please do give us a review and a rating wherever you listen, Spotify, Apple, all that kind of stuff. That'd be lovely.
Yeah, and don't forget, send us a message, tell us your stories, your funny ones and your serious ones.
Yeah, and do not forget, next month.
Next month?
Next month, IKEA. Parents and Tools Live at IKEA in Nottingham. Ticket information is available at www. parentingtools.co.uk/
It's free as well.
/IKEA. It's free.
And it's parentsools.co.uk /IKEA, not forward slash, and it's free as well. IKEA. Sorry.
Just love that.
Had a twitch.
/ it's free as well. No, it's just / IKEA. I remember our first like IT class at school when I was year three, when we got computers and the internet. And the head teacher, not the head teacher, the teacher of the class was going, now the trick is you have to put www. So she was trying to get on Google, couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Had to call the IT man to come and be like, what's wrong? She was doing a comma, not a dot.
I remember like discovering you don't have to put www.
Yeah.
It was like mind blowing.
Yeah.
I remember telling my dad.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, you have to put, I was like, no, watch this.
Enter. Mic drop. Whoa. So yeah, if you want to come along, please do register for tickets, parentingtools.co.uk / IKEA.
I resisted so much. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next week.
See you in your ears.
There we go.
I love it when you say that.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.